Thank you, Mark Garrison. So they're not talking about Sarah Palin, the governor of Alaska, on the talk shows in Alaska today. No, they're talking about how the Justice Department has decided to walk away from its pursuit of Ted Stevens, Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. According to Attorney General Eric Holder, the Justice Department is seeking to have Stevens' conviction for corruption charges thrown out, and the Justice Department is not going to pursue a new trial and actually wants all the charges against the senator who lost his reelection bid last November dropped. It has people talking in Alaska. Steve Heimel, host of Talk of Alaska, is in Anchorage. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Carl, happy to be here.
And down in Washington, where they're also talking, but for probably different reasons, Libby Casey, reporter for Alaska Public Radio Network. Libby, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
So, Steve, you know, it's all Palin all the time, I guess, on the talk shows, or maybe I'm mistaken, but this really changes the subject up there. Ted Stevens, 40-year senator in Alaska, brought down in the worst way last November, but now is he vindicated?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but I think Alaskans are just absolutely floored by this, and there are many people, I think, a significant majority who felt that this old man didn't deserve to go to prison, and I think mostly they're glad. On the other hand, there have been so many of these corruption prosecutions here, there are a number of people that are wondering what's going to become of the work of that prosecution team that has already sent these lawmakers to jail.
Is there a case for, I don't know, some sort of countersuit on the part of Ted Stevens, that the Justice Department acted inappropriately, some sort of compensation that can be exacted for this, Steve?
Well, so far I haven't heard anybody say that, but it's certainly an issue. I think there are a number of Alaskans who feel cheated now because Stevens lost the election, and it was a very close election to sort of an unknown, the mayor of Anchorage, who and a Republican, which is unusual to elect a Republican in Alaska. I mean, I'm sorry, Mark Begich was a Democrat. Stevens had been in the Senate for as long as anybody in Alaska could remember.
Well, the other Republican Senator, Lisa Murkowski, was very, very quick to say this is outrageous. The Democratic Senator has not been so quick to react, at least as far as we can tell. Libby Casey, what does this say about the Eric Holder Justice Department versus the aggressive prosecution of Stevens under George W. Bush?
Well, of course, interesting because Bush, Republican, Stevens, Republican, but Holder, I think, is turning over a new leaf here, and only about 2 months into his tenure is sending a signal that it's time to clean up the Justice Department. There are questions, though, among some Stevens reporters about what else went wrong in this case and how much will Holder demand accountability and ask for the continued investigation of what happened with this prosecution.
Now, it's clear that the Justice Department isn't saying that Ted Stevens is without sin here, but let's go back. Remind us of the charges. And what is it that suddenly we know that Eric Holder has delivered here that we didn't know before? How does this really change the situation other than the Justice Department isn't going to pursue anything?
Right. Well, Ted Stevens was accused of and convicted on 7 counts of lying on his financial disclosure forms about gifts. The Justice Department said he took a house renovation and a variety of other gifts, like a massage chair, totaling over $250,000. Now, what has happened during the trial, after the trial, and even as recently as just last week, is that the Justice Department has turned over additional information to the defense team that they weren't given at the time of the case. And when Holder made a statement yesterday, the Justice Department said, you know, just a week ago, a new fresh team of prosecutors we brought in did uncover new information, an interview with the government's main witness we didn't know about during the trial. And so there was this this lack of information being shared, and that's illegal, and that is what has been the problem. Now, this is a pattern, and when we talked about this during the trial, the judge got mad about it a few times, but the judge felt like during the trial he was able to keep things moving and repair any damage. However, in the couple months since the trial, more information has come out, and Stevens' lawyers have gone ballistic and said, we would have argued a completely different case if we'd had this information.
So, Steve Heimel, the suppression or alleged suppression of exculpatory evidence here, where did the jury come from that convicted Ted Stevens?
Well, it was a Washington, D.C. jury, and for Alaskans, that was kind of an issue as well. They felt they weren't Ted Stevens' peers.
Right.
He was at the trials, he can tell you.
So I mean, that, again, has people in Alaska really, really up in arms. What's the future for Ted Stevens? As you say, people thought, it would be much more appropriate for him to go into retirement with his head held high. Now that seems questionable.
Well, we haven't seen him. We went to his house yesterday. It was dark. We talked to some of his neighbors, there was a short statement that was released by his attorney of Stevens' words, he didn't really indicate that. He basically said justice has been served. Finally, at last, I always knew I was innocent.
Well, here's Alaska Senator, the senior senator, Lisa Murkowski, speaking in reaction. I guess talking to you, Libby Casey, listen.
I was very, very angry this morning when I first heard the news. I thought, what kind of a country is this? What kind of a justice system is this that would do this to a man and then just say, never mind?
You know, Libby and Steve, this reminds me of the old Ray Donovan case. I may be dating myself, but back in the Reagan administration, the Secretary of Labor, Raymond Donovan, was convicted on corruption charges or actually was acquitted. But he asked the prosecutor in court famously, where do I go to get my reputation back? Mm-hmm. It seems like, the Ray Donovan moment is really what Ted Stevens is experiencing here, Libby.
Yeah, Stevens is in Anchorage right now, and so we're all waiting to see if he's going to surface, where he's going to make his public debut, because I think Alaskans really do want to have that conversation with him. And he will be in court next week. The judge in the case has to actually make this all official, and so Stevens' lawyers say he will be in Washington next Tuesday, appear before the court, and we're eager just to hear how he's feeling and what he's up to these days, and how he can sort of get recompense. How can things can never go back the way they were. He lost an election. The course of Alaskan history has been changed by this court case, but how can Stevens move forward? And there's so many questions. He has huge legal bills. We're estimating about $2 million. Things have really been affected in his life as well as Alaska.
A sad, puzzling end to a legend's career. Libby Casey, reporter for Alaska Public Radio Network, thanks for joining us from Washington. Steve Heimel, our buddy up there in Alaska, in Anchorage, Alaska, host of Talk of Alaska on Public Radio. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
All right, then the end of the Ted Stevens story. Charges dropped, the verdict to be thrown out, apparently.
What a conclusion. Actually, talking about conclusions, Obama has invented a new kind of diplomacy, giving world leaders an iPod with custom playlists. Now, in the interest of world peace, he asks you to start a playlist for a world leader.
This is Mitch from Brooklyn. For the Queen of England, I would play Will Smith getting cheeky with it.
I can just imagine Her Majesty getting jiggy with it. 1-877-8 my take on my take at thetakeaway.org for your playlist for a world leader.
Always our listeners are great with the music and the playlist. So world diplomacy on the iPod. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Femi Okay.
This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.